So we're laughing. Yesterday, some of us around here were talking about, and I don't even know how we even got started on it, but the first cars we drove and stuff, and a lot of them were hand-me-downs from parents or something like that.
Or they cost $100.
Yeah. And I'm sure, looking back, your parents are like, well, if they do something to this, who cares? But my friend had one that came from his mom, and it was a little old station. I don't even remember what model car it was, but it was a small station wagon, and it had a manual transmission. And every time he'd let off the gas to shift gears, it would backfire. And we got to where we didn't even notice it.
The whole neighborhood did.
Sure, everybody around you did, but we were just boom.
Got used to it.
Hysterical. So tons of stories like these. What's your early car story?
Okay. And two stories. The first one is one day I was driving home from school and I hear a clunk and I look out my rearview window and car parts are just flying off my car, out the back of my car. I'm flying through the window.
Oh, no.
So I had to pull over and pick up all the parts that had flown off my car on the highway. The other one was the back passenger floor was missing.
What?
And if you would go through any kind of water, like a puddle or anything, some of the water would come and seep up onto the other part where there was floor covering.
Uh-huh.
And one day, it was the middle of winter, and I was taking my girlfriend to a movie. My friend's shoes froze to the bottom of the car where the water had cooled.
So far, you win. So far.
Go home.